Hey y'all, it's Yaisa Lifestyle Brand. Today I want to talk about capacity. It's easy to desire a new life, a level up, new this, new that, brand new me, who this, but no one talks about the other side. When you receive what you have prayed for, when you have received everything and you really can't even put into words to describe what's going on. And so I want to encourage and to give you some tips on creating capacity. The word capacity in itself, when we break it down, is important to know what the meaning is. Capacity is the amount that something can contain. And when you think about your gas tank or your trash can, like when it's full, if you overfill your gas tank, then the excess will spill out, as well as when you're filling up your trash can or if you overload anything else. There's also positivity to that as well. And for capacity tips, we want to think about mindset. So it's not really a physical, it's more or less a mindset of being able to understand like what it's going to take. You have to have the capacity to have the confidence and not have the negative or the imposter syndrome. You also have to think about the capacity that now you're going to be in different rooms. You're going to also be meeting different people. So that means a capacity to go places that you've never been or do things that you've never done. And not to make excuses or not to like back down, because to get there, you have to have a vision to be there. So you want to be able to take on the opportunity and also have the capacity to have the language. And language in the Bible, we know that our tongues are like swords and they can speak life or death. So you have to have the capacity, but if it's not in you, it's not going to come out. So you want to make sure that you're being, not, I wouldn't say positive, but you want to be able to be led by God as Holy Spirit leads you. And in the areas that there are some doubt or there is a bit of uncertainty, that's okay to be real about it, but not to back down. I also want to think and have you think about the terminology of bringing your A game. And in bringing your A game, it's always about being authentic. And that's capacity to me is the major key, because you don't want to have this mask or have this persona and not really represent who you really are. So you want to have the capacity to keep it 100, you know, to keep it real. Because when you're authentic is when you think about food, you think about authentic Mexican food, or you think about authentic, you know, as far as like a real versus a fake. You know, if you're thinking about designer, you want to be authentic. And that means very genuine. And genuine, sometimes it's quiet when you're like still trying to figure out what that means to you or how that looks, how that sounds. But genuine, it's not going to be trying to impress other people. You know, you're going to be very trustworthy. And it's going to be where you're original. So you want to have original thought, and you don't want to go around parading or masquerading something that is not genuine, because eventually it will get found out. And the best is, if you don't know, you just don't know. You just say you don't know it, or you go figure it out, or you let someone know, like, I don't know, but I can do some research on that. And lastly, I know I was kind of moving through these quickly, but lastly, I want you to just embrace the moment, you know, embrace that and just be able to look around and take it all in. And even if it means unplugging a bit and not being so visible on social media, posting every move or on the phones and just putting it all out there. And not to mean that you have to move in silence, but when you're able to just think about how far you've come and that you didn't give up, and then you having to like take it all in yourself as far as like your capacity, that you're able to know that it's not someone else's life, that it's you, and that you are able to be grateful and practice gratitude to thank God for the capacity, and that you're able to steward over what you have prayed for and steward over what you're doing at the moment, and also to continue leveling up and not to just get stagnant where you get comfortable, because of course you probably have had other prayers as well, and you have to know that they're on the way. And so when you're able to keep doing things as you are doing them with excellence, or doing them as unto God, you know that who much is given, much is required. But at the same time, that God, He heard all your prayers. It's just you had to know that when you were talking, He was actually listening. And I leave you with capacity, the ability to take on something, the amount that you can contain, and the capacity that God gives us. Sometimes we can't contain it, where we have to, you know, shout on off the rooftops. But there's also a season of silence where you're able just to take it all in, to know that God is good. And I leave you with, won't He do it?